there was iguanas. I've been chased by an iguana before.
Oh, yes.
I had to shimmy up a cabana pole and sit there until he left.
I got stuck on a picnic table.
I mean, they're 3-4 feet long. They're huge. They just look at you like, I really want to eat you. And I'm just like tossing rocks at this guy. And he just decided he was coming after me. And I just had to go up a pole. I mean, that's where I stayed for a while.
This is Lindy. And remember, when we were younger, we used to feed them all the time. Well, so many people got used to, so many of the iguanas got used to being fed that they would come up. And if you didn't have food, then you were in for a real long wait on the top of a pole or on the top of a picnic table until they finally get. I mean, their teeth were razor sharp, and they looked like prehistoric creatures.
Yeah.
They could run fast.
This is Ruth. There was also banana rats there. Villamar Pool was a community pool for everybody. They also had like a little deer park where there might have been four goats and never any deer. Just a couple of goats and two banana rats in a cage. All there was down there. But
the
now I hear there's 1 million banana rats down there because somebody let those banana rats out.
And this is Lindy, and the banana rats were destructive. When I was down there as a contractor, they put up the contract managers in trailers. And I remember one time, and the contractors had to pay for their water. I mean, it was free to military and civil service, but contractors paid for their water. And we had a banana rat chew the PVC piping under our trailer. And we had to get another contractor friend out as an emergency. You know, he cut this up because we're paying for all that water that's, you know, burning out a mile a gallon. But yeah, they were huge. And they traveled in packs.
Like possums, kind of.
Yeah, a rat the size of a big possum.
Yeah, they look a little different than a possum.
Kind of puffed up. The long tail and ugly.
And this is Ruth. You could wake up some mornings, maybe, and there might be a tarantula at your door. Mm-hmm. They were really big ones.
Or a scorpion.
We had, there wasn't central air conditioner down there, so all our houses had to have the units, the air conditioning units in them. So we had plastic. The windows went from the ceiling to the floor, jalousies, so we'd have to put plastic.
The aluminum jalousies.
Yeah, and all the windows, and they would go after the water that was coming out of the air conditioner. And that's why you'd see the scorpions and stuff that would be all around the condensation coming out of your air conditioner unit. You had to get used to them.
I
had about 20 wild cats.
And I've heard that some people saw deer, especially going out to the beach. I never saw a deer the entire time I was down there. 22 years, I never saw.
I didn't ever see a deer. The frogs were so big.
Yeah. Huge.
with all my little 20 wildcats, and my dad did not like cats at all, but we fed all these cats. And the frogs could kill the cats because, the mother would have the baby kittens, and we'd like build little things for them to get in and take care of. But the frogs could get into the babies and just spit on them, and this poison that was in the frogs would kill the babies.